And now your letters. Duncan Parks of Portland, Oregon, wrote in about our report on a controversy over religion in a Cupertino, California school. Mr. Parks wrote, "Teacher Stephen Williams argues that he's teaching history when he emphasizes the Christian beliefs of the founders of the United States. However, a truly objective history of the beliefs of the founding fathers would have to include the fact that many of them were deists, believers in a creator, but not Christian doctrine." We got a number of emails after yesterday's story about a state ranking of charitable giving. We made clear the index was based on itemized deductions listed on tax returns, but Jill Hayes wrote in to say, "My tax return can in no way reflect the number of hours I volunteer as a Girl Scout leader, organizing food drives, and participating in events to raise scholarship money for disadvantaged youth." Finally, Lynn Way of Chester, Vermont, was listening to our piece about preserving photos in the age of digital photography. She says we should have mentioned the current craze for scrapbooking. In fact, we did ask Library of Congress archivist Andrew Robb about scrapbooking. He warned against using too much adhesive.
Sometimes, although adhesives are getting better, sometimes those adhesives will get darkened or stain, and they can be a real problem to people who want to get their pictures out, and they can't.
If you'd like to share your reactions to what you hear on our show, send your email to watc@npr.org. Please include your phone number and remember to tell us how to pronounce your name.